This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, April 29th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I've got a lot of news and information that I want to cover tonight that I think probably a lot of people maybe have not heard or been covered by other hosts. I'm also going to take phone calls probably after the second break, the bottom of the hour break, for the rest of the 2 hours. Dr. Patrick Slattery has the third hour. And I got off to a little bit of a rocky start here. Main computer crashed. Had to go get another computer. I'm here to tell you, it is it really makes you question what the hell you're doing sometimes. But anyway, I think it's all sounding good, and we're up and going. So I guess that's just the breaks sometime. But you know, before I really delve into the news, there is an article that was sent to me by Kat, and it is from Forward.com. Forward.com is a well-known online Jewish magazine or news articles. But I'm just going to read a little bit of the beginning of this, and it's going to kind of dovetail into some of the other news that we're going to be covering, some of the news we're going to be covering tonight. But it's by Nathan Gutman, April 28, 2017. Among many moves aimed at reversing his predecessor's policies, President Trump recently decided not to make public the White House visitors' logs. Had they been opened, the list would reveal the profound change 100 days of a Trump administration had brought about to the Jewish community's power structure. The atmosphere has changed, at least for us. Again, this is a Jewish newspaper or a magazine. There's a sense of familiarity and greater receptivity, and that makes a better atmosphere, said Abba Hoeing, Vice President for Federal Affairs at Agadath Israel of America. How many organizations? I mean, every time I read one of these, it's a new one. I mean, how many of them can there be? A group representing the ultra-Orthodox stream. Liberal-leaning Jewish activities, once the backbone of communal advocacy, had been pushed aside in favor of a new elite made up of activists who are more conservative in their politics and more orthodox in their religious practice. The new leaders representing American Jewish interest in the White House are keen to shape policy on education and religious expression and to ensure a pro-Israeli stance more in line with the Netanyahu government. Agada may speak for a relatively small portion of the Jewish community, but it succeeded in landing the first White House meeting among all of the Jewish groups. On March 8, leaders of the organization visited the White House and sat down with Trump's policy advisors, including counterterrorism advisor Sebastian Gorka and Boris Epstein, who has since left his position in Trump's communication teams. They were also the first to meet with the Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, an appointment favored by the group, which wants to expand the use of public funds for education, whatever the hell that means. Well, anyway, I haven't had time to post this article, but it goes on a pretty big brag fest that, well, everything is pretty much happening just the way they would like it to happen. And they're actually bragging about it in their newspaper. So, you know, if you look right now on the Daily Stormer, and, you know, I know people can only support so much and help so many different organizations. You haven't heard me ask for any donations here in weeks or months. I've really just quit and give up, but whatever. The Daily Stormer, though, has done one heck of a job on news and information, and Andrew Anglin is being sued now by the SPLC. You know, it's not hard to figure out who's flying over dropping the bombs on the enemy. It is, it's not hard to see who is the ones really telling the truth. They are the ones that are having their YouTube channels demonetized. They are the ones that are being sued by the SPLC, like Andrew Anglin. And I did not realize this, but if you go back, you know, they're all talking about the Trump 100 days. If you go back 23 days from today, that is when he first bombed Syria and everything changed. And if you look back in the last 23 days now, that's 3 weeks and 2 days, he's flip-flopped on Syria and Assad, on Russia, on world policing and interventionalism, the Chinese trade policy and the currency war, NATO, the Federal Reserve, NAFTA, globalism in general, the wall, the Dreamers, Planned Parenthood, and I'm not sure if that even covers them all. And the fact that now they're boasting that that policies has changed, and they have, you know, we can see that this is, it's not just us that sees this. It's out in the open, and our enemy sees this as well, and they've seized upon it. So, you know, I don't think that it should, I don't think that they're, if Donald Trump continues down this path, and I think we pretty much know that's most likely the direction it's going to go, although, you know, it could change, I know, but I'm more of a realist than an optimist these days, I guess, but there is no political solution. We're not going to have an ability if, you know, as I said last week, Ivanka Trump now saying we need to bring in Syrian refugees. She was at that. She was at the Berlin Holocaust Museum. If you've never seen pictures of that, I'd never paid attention. The only thing I'd seen was maybe a year ago or something. There's an Andrew Anglin video of him there, and I remember the big cement blocks or whatever where you hold your hand up. But she was there this past week as well. But I just Googled Holocaust museums. You wouldn't believe. I mean, they're in countries I've never even heard of before. They're everywhere. And then if you Google just Holocaust museums in the United States, they're everywhere as well. I mean, literally hundreds of these things. I never knew. That it was anything like the numbers that there are of Holocaust museums. I mean, what have you? I'm just saying. There's no other portion of history that is I don't know if even celebrated or continued to be rammed down your throat or tried to make so significant as the, and you know, it was Holocaust Remembrance Day, then it was some other Holocaust Day, you know, where Trump didn't do it right, then it's a new Jewish holiday. I mean, it's just constant now. Maybe I'm just more aware of it, but I don't remember it being quite so constant, just one thing after another. And I've got an update. If you've got to hear, if you've not heard the hoax gate of the Jewish community centers, which of course the mainstream media has dropped like a double hot potato, since it came out that it was a Jew in Israel, 18 years old, doing this. You've got to hear the update on that. I mean, the stuff that the mainstream media leaves out of the news is just, it's beyond incredible. I mean, it's no wonder no one knows anything. Because if they don't take time to look, if they don't listen to RBN or they don't listen to some form of alternative media, then the mainstream media will not tell you anything. Also, I wanted to make mention, I watch NBC News, as everyone that listens to this broadcast knows, Lester Holt. And they end the broadcast every week with Inspiring America. Every day, Monday through Friday. They end the broadcast, the world news, with Inspiring America. And it's usually, not always, but usually it's some supposedly supposed to be inspiring African-American that's, you know, done good or whatever. Not always. Sometimes it's Mexican or whatever. Rarely white person, but that's not my point. Well, one day this week, and I looked to see if it was on YouTube. I wanted to play it, but one day this week, they had one, and it was I don't think they ever said it, but probably about a fourth grade young man, so I'm going to say around 10, and he had started a book club. And when they interviewed him, he said that he wanted to start a book club because he felt like that there wasn't books that had enough pictures in it and stories about people that looked like him. So he started a book club, young 10-year-old young African-American, called Books and Bros. Books and Bros. And guess what? All the books had to be written by a black person. And then all the bros that joined, they got together and they read the books only written by black people. And I have no problem with this. I'm all for this. I think it's these inner city youths, this is great if you can inspire them to read books. But look at the. Could you imagine if you tried to have a books and Whiteyland, and discriminate and make it only for white children? Could you imagine that you would not be on NBC News, Inspiring America? Okay, you would be getting the kind of coverage that Matt Heimbach is getting right now on Drudge Report, where it says armed Nazis descend on Pikeville. I mean, the hypocrisy is unfreaking believable. And I've been watching on the Daily Stormer, I've been watching some of the videos. It looks like, now, if anyone attended the Pikeville event today and wants to call in later and share it, really be interesting to get the update and see what went on. From the most part, it looks like it was really kind of non-confrontational. Maybe it went a little smoother. Again, I don't know. I wasn't there, and you're getting reports here and there the day of, so who knows. But if, and of course they're being called white supremacist and blah, 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 blah. But it is amazing. It is amazing the way the press handles any event where white people try to get together and unite as white people. This trend will obviously continue. Now, of course, the big talk in Washington this week is, of course, the Democrats not going to fund any kind of a budget that has any money appropriated toward building a wall. America must be overrun, just like Germany. So we can't spare any of our valuable money that we could use on the military going toward a wall that may protect Americans. Now, you see, really, if we'd have just enforced the laws that was on the books, if we'd have been strong on immigration, we wouldn't need the wall right now. And I know it may be... symbolic in a lot of ways, but hey, I don't care. It sends the message. This is what he campaigned on. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like I pretty much know about y'all. We're all tired of being lied to. Now, there is an excellent story, CNSN News, and I wanted to share this with you. President Donald Trump's request that Congress include $1.4 billion to fund the beginning of his proposed wall on the U.S.-Mexican border equals approximately, now here it comes, this is how much it would equate of the entire budget. 0.035% of what the federal budget, federal government will spend in total this year. So it's less than 0.5%. Less than 0.5%. Actually, 1/3 of 1% is what it would cost to begin the wall. It also equals less than the Department of Health and Human Services spends in just 12 hours. And less than the Treasury collects in taxes in 4 hours. We can't spend this. We can't even spend on the border wall what the federal government takes in taxes in 4 hours. This is assuming that HHS spends money 24 hours a day and the Treasury collects it 24 hours a day. It is, in its baseline budget projections published in January, the CBO estimated that in fiscal 2017, which runs through September, this goes into how much they totally collect and how it, how it breaks down in the percentage. I'm not going to bore you with all of that summarization, but the OMB summary also calls for $18 million for project management oversight and support for the border wall. The $1.4 billion Trump wants from Congress in this fiscal year to begin the border wall project equals, again, 0.035 of the 3.963, well, almost $4 trillion the CBO estimates the federal government will spend this year. In other words, HHS will spend approximately $126,536,187 per hour this year. This means that HHS spends in about 11 hours an amount equal to the $1.4 billion that Trump wants for the entire fiscal year to start the border wall. So this tells you, when you can't get that, okay? When you can't get that, when you can't get what the Department of Homeland Security spends in 11 hours, you can't get that put in the budget for the entire year to start your border wall. What, is Trump powerless now? Is he completely impotent? Or did he never want the border wall to start with? Was it all just a show? Was it just to fool us again? I don't know. I'm here to tell you this much, though. If I was the president of the United States, I could get $1.4 billion put into the budget to build a border wall. I mean, all this money we've wasted on these endless wars. All this money we've wasted trying to appease the black race that'll never be happy no matter what. But Donald Trump can't get $1.4 billion to start his border wall. It's completely hopeless in Washington, D.C. There's no possible solution coming from Washington, D.C. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Again, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Again, just to reemphasize, in just 4 hours, the federal government collects more in taxes than President Trump wants to spend for the entire year on the border wall. And Chuck Schumer and all of the rest, absolutely not going to have it. In fact, you can actually see, boys and girls, the recipe is the destruction of America, and these fags and Democrats and all the rest of them are not going to cease until they get their desired results. And they're well on their way. They're well on their way. So this story right here, I'd never heard this story, and I bet you most all of you listening have never heard this one. You know, we've heard about how Jonathan Bonehill is sitting in prison right now in Great Britain. I've covered the plight of Ursula Hasselbeck, the Nazi grandma, the supposedly Nazi grandma. That's they were railroading into prison. Historian, I think she's in her late 80s in Germany. But listen, this is in America. And I wish that I had enough listeners that, you know, wanted to band together and go ahead and plan a bus trip next year. Every year, Queens Jewelry leads a mob of hooligans to a quiet residential street to threaten and intimidate a 92-year-old World War II veteran. Somehow, the New York Police Department allows this harassment to happen, even though they break numerous local ordinances, such as the use of a megaphone, blocking the sidewalk, harassment, stalking, etc. Well, not somehow. The law just doesn't apply to these Jewish criminals. I'm actually reading an article by Eric Stryker. The target of this terror is Jackie Palij, J-A-K-I-W-P-A-L-I-J, I may have butchered that, a man who has never been charged with any specific war crimes, even under the very lax precedent established at Nuremberg. He worked as a guard at Treblinka, and for this alone was stripped of his U.S. citizenship by a judge in 2004. He was ordered deported. Apparently, New York City is only a sanctuary city for Mexican rapists. But no country will take him, so he's suffering his final years in horrifying limbo. In this year's protest, a Jew in a yarmulk stood on a Palij property, beating the door and frantically ringing the doorbell as students from a local yeshiva hate school screamed for his head. Now, this is from the Jerusalem Post. Student protesters gathered outside of accused Nazi camp guard in New York on Monday, April 24th, calling on the U.S. government to extradite him for war crimes. The protest was organized by Rambam Mesifta High School. This is organized by a high school. And it's Dean Zev Friedman. The event was timed to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. We're teaching the next generation the importance of remembrance, which is for Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's an obligation on all people to remember the tragedy that took place in the past so history does not repeat itself. We're specifically rallying outside the home of this Nazi murderer who killed 6,000 people during World War II. I thought it was 6 trillion. To let him know we did not forget and to send a message to the world that he does not belong in the United States, said Friedman. He still lives freely in his house, can walk to the streets like a free person, and he's been ordered to be extradited from this country, and yet he's still here and no country will take him. I think it's a complete injustice, said Sammy Bergman, teacher at this high school, Rambam Mesifta. This is really about elder Jews inculcating the next generation in their myths by opportunistically targeting this elderly man by whipping their high school students into a frenzy every year, year after year. They have established a ritual meant to cultivate hate for the Goyim in the hearts of their youth. Holocaust survivors know full well that there was no gas chambers or homicidal ovens. So that's Eric Stryker. But how about this? And then he ends on the same thing I said. Can we not get 30 or 40 good citizens on a weekend afternoon to go to Queens and stand up in front of this man's door defying these terrorists in this Jewish mob? Let's see if we can pick on, let's see if they'll pick on somebody their own size. I mean, what? This, you know, I did not know about these stories about, you know, Jonathan Bonehill. And, you know, I didn't know the Ernest Zundel story, you know. But now these stories are so they feel perfectly comfortable to go down and just raise hell at a 92-year-old man's house that he's never been charged with a hate crime, but he just happened to have been in the German army during World War II. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and stay with me. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features...
Studio running down some of the news. That one, that last story, I believe I've got that posted on my website, thealternativemedia.com. I'll have to check it and see, but it was originally, it's a Daily Stormer story. But could you imagine any other scenario than this ridiculous, absurd hypocrisy in which we live? I can't imagine any other group, white people, a high school full of white people going down, a group of Christians going down to raise hell with you. There's no other palatable scenario where society and the media and the police would turn a blind eye white people going down and doing that to anyone. There's no other scenario except Jews doing that to an ex German soldier, 92 years old. I mean, for the love of God, the man's 92 years old. I mean, anybody that had any humanity, any compassion whatsoever, would be like, hey, it's time to let it go. But not these Jews. They've got to, and to teach, to militarize the new high school students. They have to. It's just unbelievable, man. I had no idea. I did not have. I did not know the reality of the situation. Apparently, I know I did it. I know I did it. And when you do come to grips with the reality of the situation, it is damn ugly. It's damn ugly. I'll tell you that much. Now listen to this. This is the proof positive that our media in America is such a lapdog prostitute. It's really totally worthless to try to watch any of the news, Fox News included, any of the news, to try to discern one bit of what is really going on. Now listen to this story. Now first, let me lead into it. You remember when the Jewish centers were receiving the bomb threats? It was on my local news. It was on my world news. President Trump couldn't even give his, didn't he do like a month late State of the Union or some speech in February? I can't remember exactly how it was, but he had to lead off and grovel over the the blatant anti-Semitism and, Space Invader Jonathan Greenblatt, he was the ADL. It was everywhere. Every piece of information that comes out about Hoaxgate is crazier than the last. I recently dubbed the 18-year-old Israeli teenager behind the fake anti-Semitic prank calls an American Renaissance Jew. Now, this is actually an article by Eric Stryker, who Patrick interviewed last Saturday night, third hour. A true master of every Jewish craft you can think of so far, we know that this barely of age, heavily autistic, mentally disabled individual with the brain tumor evaded capture for anti-Semitic bomb threats for years. And get this, ran a multi-million dollar international drug, child pornography, and forgery business, and now we're learning that he was even blackmailing multiple high-level U.S. government officials. Yes, you heard all of that right. Now, we'll get to a Jerusalem Post article to back this all up here shortly. But you heard all that right. Let me just, for the sake of good radio, this barely of age, heavily autistic, mentally disabled individual with a brain tumor evaded capture for anti-Semitic bomb threats for years, ran a multi-million dollar international drug, child pornography, and forgery business, and now we're learning that he was blackmailing multiple high-level U.S. government officials. Oh, and by the way, he acted alone from his bedroom in his parents' apartment, even though he holds an American citizenship, Israel refuses to extradite him. The Jerusalem Post said a dual national teenager was indicted in Tel Aviv District Court on Monday for a series of more than 2,000 bomb threats. I didn't know it was that many until I read this. And related actions against Jewish institutions, airports, and police stations in the United States and other countries. According to the prosecution's special cyber division, which filed the indictment, the 18-year-old Ashkelon residents is also charged with trying to blackmail U.S. politicians, including Delaware State Senator Ernesto Lopez, who spoke out against the bomb threats, even going so far as sending illegal drugs to his house in order to get him in trouble with the law. Now, I'm reading this from the Jerusalem Post now. But you haven't seen any of this on CNN or NBC. No, they're not covering any of this. The teen, whose name is under a gag order because he was a minor when many of the crimes were committed, also tried to blackmail and threaten former U.S. Department of Defense official George Little, saying he would kidnap and kill his children, and issued a threat against the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Isn't this news? Isn't this like what they would call the scoop if you were actually gathering news? But no, no news coverage whatsoever. The actual charges include extortion through threats, publicizing fake news that caused fear and confusion, cyber crimes, money laundering, all for which were carried out over a 2-year period. He was also charged with illegal possession of a weapon, attacking a police officer, selling drugs, possessing pedophile-type materials, and other crimes. The Justice Ministry said the defendant also used the so-called dark net to sell his cyber intimidation and extortion services to clients who paid him electronic currency, according to a price list he posted with set fees for calls to police stations, schools, or airports. So this guy, he had quite the racket going, didn't he? He was also accused of using undetectable web network to deal in illegal drugs and sell computer kits to counterfeit official documents, manufacture poisons and explosives, and to hack into social media accounts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post has confirmed that the Justice Ministry, rejected an informal request from the U.S. to extradite the JCC bomb threat defendant. The rejection originally was reported by Channel 2 late Sunday night. Although the U.S. and Israel have strong extradition relations in most cases, the ministry, at least for now, has decided that this case is exceptional. Even though a large number of bomb threats occurred in the U.S., one of the most compelling reasons is that the defendant allegedly committed crimes in large number of countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and multiple countries in Europe. From that perspective, the defendant should not face trial in numerous locations. As such, the ministry views Israel as the most logical location because he committed all of the crimes while he was residing in Israel, even though the effects were felt all over the world. A case that was defined by crimes committed against the United States by a U.S. citizen against even high-ranking American officials, yet Israel won't extradite. Some people have commented that this has something to do with Jews not extraditing Jews to be tried in America. That doesn't apply in this case. Bernie Madoff was one of the few people to get pinched for the kind of fraud that he was running because his victims were other Jews. The same is true in this case. I mean, this right here is one big story that it's not being reported, and it's not being reported for really very obvious reasons. This, it's not plausible that this kid was doing all this by himself. So there was an agenda. This was part of the narrative. This was what they wanted to have happen. He's a pawn probably in the game. And, you know, they wanted to get this sympathy that for whatever reason, we've seen this time and time and time and time again. Few Jewish organizations are even coming out on this case. The Anti-Defamation League did not put out a weak statement talking about extradition, but they're not really pursuing it. But maybe part yet of another Jewish ruse. This week, the ADL released yet another anti-Semitic hate crimes report, which is mostly based on alleged attacks against them by this Israeli Jew. By the way, whatever happened to the neo-Nazi ninjas kicking Jewish tombstones over across the country? They were never caught, yet seems to have gone into retirement as soon as Trump started. You got it. Appeasing the Jews. So I just had to get down through this story because I don't know, you know, I don't get to listen to everybody else and see what maybe they are they were saying about it. But I tell you what, for the remainder of the this hour and next hour, I'm going to run down through some news. I've got to get to the New Orleans takes down prominent Confederate monuments. But also, I'd like to take some calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in and join in. You can comment on this, or you can share whatever you'd like. But New Orleans removed the first of four prominent Confederate monuments under the cover of darkness early this past Monday, the latest southern city to sever itself from symbols viewed by many as a representation of racism and white supremacy. Let's see, this is a Fox News article. Truckers arrived at around 1:25 a.m. to begin removing the Liberty Monument, which commemorates whites who tried to topple a biracial post-Civil War government in New Orleans. The workers started early in an attempt to avoid disruption from supporters who wanted the monuments to stay. Some have even made death threats, according to the officials. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landau said the Liberty Monument was the most offensive of the four set to be taken down. He added it was erected to revere white supremacy. If there was ever a statue that needed to be taken down, it's this one, he said. Workers who were inspecting the statue ahead of its removal could be seen wearing flak jackets and helmets. Police officers watched the area from atop parking garages and nearby hotels with sniper rifles. I am here to tell you, people, it's getting pretty crazy out there. Three other statues to Confederate General Robert E. Lee and P.G.T. Beauregard and Confederate States of America President Jefferson Davis will be removed in the later days now that the legal challenges have been overcome. There's a better way to use this property. These monuments are on their way that better reflects who we are, Landau said Sunday. New Orleans is a majority African-American city, although the number of black residents have fallen since 2005. Hurricane Katrina drove many people from the city. Well, you know, if all the white people just get up and leave, you'll have Detroit, Mayor. People who want the Confederate memorials removed say they are offensive artifacts honoring the region's slave-owning past. But others call the monuments part of the city's history and say they should be protected historic structures. Look, here's the thing. You're not going to change the history by taking down the monuments, but you might change the memory of the history. And, you know, you don't see this about any other. You see it about two things in history, the Civil War and World War II with the Holocaust. You know, what if German people was to say that, you know, seeing all these Holocaust memorials, you know, upset them about the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Germans that was killed after the war ended. You know, it doesn't include, it's all one way against Whitey constantly. And removing these, you know, I'll refer to it again. Dr. Patrick Slattery wrote an article back when this was going on last year about, you know, when they remove your symbols and remove your statues, they absolutely are, you're a defeated people. You're a defeated people. Nationally, the debate over Confederate symbols has become heated since nine parishioners were killed at a black church in South Carolina in June of 2015. And, you know, I don't condone that at all, what Dylan Stormroof done. And look how they used that to justify this. I mean, they're masters at that. And I don't understand these people. There's so many people that need to be shot, but yet they want to go randomly shoot people that don't need to be shot. I don't get it. These monuments are an aberration, he said. They're actually a denial of our history, and they were done in a time when people who still controlled the Confederacy were in charge of this city, and it only represents a four-year period in our thousand-year march to where we are today. Well, where are we today, Mayor? Just... where are we really at? But It's really sad. It's really sad to see. And there's another story. The international community was horrified when ISIS began destroying Roman and other pre-Islamic history in Syria. With good reason, there's an expectation in the civilized world that when a power structure on ruling ideology shifts, historical structures are maintained and protected in order to remember where we came from. But this rule doesn't apply when populations rather than cultures are transferred. The goal of the mostly foreign ISIS mercenaries interloping in Syria is to eradicate the native culture and place it with an entire foreign culture. In their case, Saudi Arabian Wahhabism. The motive of the Jews who rule America and their non-white and bribed white puppets in New Orleans is exactly the same. Even though New Orleans is 33% white, there isn't even one white male on their city council. The 6-1 decision to raise monuments to Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, and other honorable warriors of American history was made entirely by career-climbing, middle-aged leftist women and petty Uncle Toms, fueled by inferiority complexes. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Thank you.
studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join in. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing tonight? Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, am I the first caller? I can't believe it.
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, I waited about 4 or 5 minutes after you gave the word to call in, because I didn't want to be accused of, favoritism or anything. I'm in here in the kitchen stirring my dinner up here on the stove, getting a late start here. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I could add a ton to everything you said. You've done an awesome job right from the very beginning. But I did want to add something else that I think even more importantly needs to be talked about, just in case you don't. You're probably going to talk about it anyway. But if not, David Duke has been talking for a number of weeks or even months. And I know you know this because you listen to him. And everybody out there, if you think you know what's going on and you're not listening to Dr. David Duke, whatever you want to think of him, he's evil, he's horrible, you're not listening to Dr. David Duke, you're missing out on a whole lot. You don't know what's going on, okay? You don't. And that goes for a lot of the hosts on RBN, too. I listen to some of these guys sometimes. Actually, I don't listen to them because they have no clue what's going on. Dr. David Duke, he's not perfect. I disagree with him on one or two things. As far as efficacy. But the thing is, the Jews are being very outspoken that they are on the side. Okay? This is Jewish, American, whatever, if you want to call them that, dual Israeli citizens, and Israelis. Okay, these are prominent people. Okay? They say they're on the side of ISIS. That alone is enough to round them up right now, okay, and do what needs to be done. Interrogation, investigations. The Jews are out in force saying we are behind ISIS. I thought ISIS was like the terrorists. Aren't ISIS like the worst? They might even be worse than the Nazis, right? Isn't that what we've been told? They're like the Nazis, but on steroids. Because it was Al-Qaeda before it was that. It was Al-Qaeda, and then Al-Qaeda even became worse. They became crazy. Al-Qaeda, well, you know, Al-Qaeda's bad. They're terrorists. But then Al-Qaeda became ISIS. And it's like, oh, my God. They're like terrorists coming out of a horror movie. But the Jews are out there saying, we support ISIS. But there's not one word in the American media about it. They're talking about it in the Jewish media. They do slip up and let it out there sometimes. Now, none of these people, Alex Jones, all these people, nobody is talking about it. They say, we support ISIS. We want to kill Christians, and we want to kill the moderate Muslims, the nonviolent Muslims, and we want to destabilize the Middle East so we can go in and take it over and conquer everybody for greater Israel. But there's no mention of it anywhere. It's just amazing to me.
Hey, hold that thought for me, Frank. When I come back after the top of the hour break, I'm going to do that story. I've got it right here. Bogey Yalon is who you're speaking of. Everybody just bear with me. I'll break that down, then I want you to comment, so stay with me. We'll be back here in about 2 minutes. You listen to the Alternative Media with Barron, joined by Frank in North Carolina.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.